Previously on the Back to You podcast.
Tragedy, grief, and outrage.
What? You're putting me to sleep here. Come on, I want to see some attack. You've got some big words to work with. Fire, outrage, courage, house.
Fourth, the big four. That's the gateway to fifth grade, as I recall.
Chuck's an investigative reporter.
One time I went to see Kelsey on Broadway, and I went backstage, and first thing he looked up, he was putting on his shoes and said, why the hell did they ever cancel Back to You?
I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. This is episode 4 of the Back to You podcast. Thanks so much to everybody out there for listening. Last time on the show, we had Fred Willard on, Marsh McGinley himself. A fantastic interview. He was so great talking about all aspects of Back to You. If you missed that conversation, you gotta go back to episode 3 and listen to that. So great to have Fred Willard on the show. And I can confirm with you that there are several more stars from Back to You who will be appearing on the Back to You podcast later on in the run of this show. Before we get into episode 4, which is A Gentleman Always Leads, you're now 3 episodes into Back to You. You're getting the feel, you're getting the flavor of this show. Here's Kelsey Grammer in an on-set interview talking about what he believes is the main point of this show.
It's really about two people that get reacquainted, frankly, and discover that maybe there's something more to what their lives were now that they're back together again, and how they're going to explore that. And I really think for my own character, he's just a man that's being cut down to size in a strange way. Finally becoming more comfortable in his own skin than he's ever been before. Now that's the long arc of the show. But in the beginning, of course, he goes kicking and screaming out of what is a kind of arrested adolescence into manhood.
One of the core elements of Back to You is this relationship between Chuck Darling and Kelly Carr. They worked together for 6 years. They were romantically involved. Then they went their separate ways for 10 years, come back, and they're now working together, but also secretly knowing that they are the parents of this 10-year-old daughter, Gracie. How is that relationship like in public life, public settings, and in private life?
I guess like in every relationship you have with a working relationship where the person may be of the opposite sex, the energy becomes almost like a marriage, even though nobody's married. The role playing becomes that of a couple, even if they're not a couple. I mean, of course, we'll explore the idea that maybe they should be a couple.
And now here we go. This is episode 4 of Back to You, A Gentleman Always Leads. Kelsey Grammer is the one who says Back to You is recorded in front of a live studio audience. Then the show opens with Chuck Darling in the hotel that he's currently staying in, because in the pilot episode, he says to Kelly that he is back in hotels living there. He's by the elevator. What's so funny is that on the DVD extras, there is a blooper section, a gag section. It's a little 5-minute video piece that's pretty funny. And Kelsey is doing the scene in front of the elevator, and he says, "I did enough of these darn things on that other show I did." It's pretty funny, referring to Frasier, of course. And he's at the elevator, and he's trying to avoid a woman. Chuck is a playboy, of course. And all of a sudden, these two guys come out of nowhere, and they are network guys. Guys that Chuck has known for a long time, he hasn't seen in a long time, they're in town for a convention. And they say to him, "Man, Chuck, I saw your face on a bus the moment we landed in town." So they say, "Hey, why don't we get dinner later on tonight? Why don't we go do that?" So Chuck says, "Fine." So then he goes into the elevator, and there's a little bit of a mishap with the elevator. You've got people wanting to go up, wanting to go down. He ends up back on the same level as the two guys. and he thinks they're still chums with him, but they're talking to themselves and saying, hey, I hear Chuck Darling was supposed to go to the network and that didn't happen. Remember that video, the video of him having that outburst at work that was part of the pilot episode? And then they're saying, oh, I hear he's now playing second fiddle to Kelly Carr. This does not make Chuck Darling happy. He does not want to be second fiddle to Kelly. And that's why this episode is called A Gentleman Always Leads, because Chuck is going to try to pursue the top story of the day so forcefully, whatever he can do, he wants that lead story because his network buddies, even though they aren't very nice after all, are going to be watching him that night. So it's meeting time, and the two stories of the day that are getting the biggest play are a downtown fire and a family missing in the forest. At this point, Chuck wants to cover the downtown fire. At this point, that is the number one lead story of the day. That will change and flip back and forth several times over the course of this episode. Meantime, the second plotline, the subplot of this episode of Back to You, has to do with interns. Montana currently has an intern, a college intern, a young man named Wendell, but it turns out that Wendell has a true passion for sports. So when Montana's not looking, he's gravitating towards Marsh and working in the sports department. Montana catches him in the sports room with Marsh.
I knew it!
Oh, Montana, you gotta understand, this kid has a passion for sports. It's in his bones. He should be getting me coffee, not you.
Really? Do you know what happened in Oklahoma today, Wendell? Big tornado, flattened an entire town. What happened in sports? Somebody catch a ball?
That's one of my favorite Montana lines from Ida Field. There's a sub-subplot in this episode involving Fred Willard, Marsh McGinley, talking dirty to his wife over the phone. There are a couple little moments over the show when that happens, but it's not really important to the overall point of A Gentleman Always Leads. So, Montana needs a new intern now that Wendell has gravitated towards Marsh. So, Marsh ends up contacting this man named Troy, an elderly man he knows, thinking that Troy's grandson, who I believe is in MIT, is going to want to be the intern for Montana, thinking it's going to be the grandson. Turns out that it's Troy himself who wants the internship and comes on by to WURG. When Marsh called him, he was watching Judge Judy and clipping some coupons. Troy is played by the actor Bill Macy, who is 96 years old. And if you know that name, Bill Macy, it's because he was on Maude for several years, along with Seinfeld, and appeared in the Oscar-nominated movie The Late Show from 1977 with Lily Tomlin. He actually got some supporting acting nominations and wins, though not an Academy Award, some smaller groups, for his performance in The Late Show. So Bill Macy is playing Troy, and he comes into the station, and of course, Montana and Marsh are very surprised that they now have a very old intern. Of course, this episode is 8 years before The Intern, the movie with Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, talking about how older people can still get a lot out of internships in the modern workplace. And I love that movie. What Montana assigns Troy to do is take some tapes down to the archive room. Well, Troy starts looking at all the different tapes. He starts picking up a few, seeing how many he can carry, and then he starts putting them down. He's got two left in his hand, and he says, "Don't be a hero," and he puts one down, and he starts walking the tapes down to the archive room one at a time. He's harmless. He's not exactly performing up to his potential, but he's harmless. So Montana and Marsh feel, all right, we got to keep him around for a little bit, see what's going to happen next. When it comes to the top story of the day, we're back to that element of this show. Chuck's hoping it's that fire. Yes, need to impress my work buddies. But it turns out there were no bodies in that fire at the warehouse. No, they're all mannequins in that fire. That really doesn't help Chuck's case for making this the top story anymore. So the story about the family in the woods is really picking up some steam. Kelly Carr thinks that she can get the whole family into the studio for a live interview and talk to the father who fought off a bear to save his family. Ryan Church, Josh Gad thinks this is going to be the story of the year. And of course, Chuck is mad. So he's going to try to persuade Kelly to now get that story as the lead. There's that bickering, that married couple-like element that Kelsey was talking about a little bit earlier in that interview. You'll notice many different things around the newsroom when you're watching these episodes of Back to You. One of them on the side by the coffee machine, which Troy at one point thinks is a fax machine, is a box of Townhouse crackers. I love Townhouse crackers. I'm so glad that the staff at WURG also loves Townhouse crackers. One of my favorite moments in this episode is what happens when Troy asks Ryan for some time off.
You're the one in charge around here, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna need some time off for a doctor's appointment.
Sure, when?
Tuesday at 4.
No problem.
Wednesday at 9, Wednesday at 3:15, Thursday at 2.
Wow, are you okay?
So we'll find out Friday at 10.
That's such a funny moment. And then there's another scene a little bit later where Montana and Marsh consider letting Troy go, but don't have the heart to do that to Troy. Ryan updates Chuck that that fire, that warehouse fire, was put out by a freak rainstorm and they're bumping it to 4th. So now Chuck is panicking. And Kelly decides, after hearing him out and after realizing that he needs this to impress the network colleagues, she decides to give him the bear story, which stuns Chuck. He is thrilled. Chuck also reveals at this point that he grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut. There's a little fun fact for you. So here comes the key scene in A Gentleman Always Leads. At the news desk, the father, who fought off the bear, is in studio. He's in a wheelchair. He's got some visible injuries. His wife is behind him, pushing him to the right place he needs to be on the set by the desk to talk to Chuck and Kelly. It's time to go live on the air for this interview, exclusive interview, with the man who fought off the bear. He is played by Regan Burns, who is an actor you have seen in many television commercials for a number of years and also had a prominent role on the Disney Channel series Dog with a Blog, which doesn't really rhyme. He plays Mr. Robbins, the hero in this story. Chuck starts to ask Mr. Robbins some questions about what happened, and then Mr. Robbins starts speaking, and it really doesn't go well from then on.
Tell me, what were your thoughts when you first saw the bear?
I was worried about protecting my family.
I'm sorry, did the bear attack your throat?
No.
Well, it's just that your voice is so...
What?
Nothing. Nothing. Tell me what happened.
Well, first, I tried to stare him down.
Is that the way you really talk?
When Kelly reveals that she had talked to Mr. Robbins on the phone earlier in the day and she kind of set Chuck up to have this surprise of this high-pitched voice from Mr. Robbins, you can hear everybody in the audience go, ooh, there's that little bit of backstabbing there from Kelly to Chuck. And Troy walks into the shot in the middle of all of this as this meltdown just keeps going. And he says, I've got the coffee, and he walks right into the shot. So then, like previous episodes of Back to You, Chuck and Kelly talk it out in the office, just the two of them, and they apologize and they let things go and they move on. And then the little vignette at the end of this episode, A Gentleman Always Leads, is Troy still there. He's still the intern, and he says that he and the interns are going to go upstairs to the roof and smoke some glaucoma medicine. There is no Ty Burrell in this episode of Back to You at all. No Gary Shishwovsky. It is the only episode of the 17 where Ty Burrell does not have a presence at all. That's not to say they didn't film scenes with Ty Burrell, they just didn't make it into the final cut. That's probably what happened here, because when you have an established actor like that, one of your main stars of the show, you know, it's tough to say 4 episodes in, we don't really need you for this episode. I mean, they do say that to Laura Morano as Gracie, who is also not in this episode, and she wasn't in some previous ones, but it's kind of surprising. I wonder how Ty must have felt about this. Chances are they filmed some scenes with Gary, they just didn't make it into the final cut. I can't imagine them saying 4th episode in, we don't really need you this week. Sitcoms film about 40 minutes worth of material, the scripts are actually written to about 40 minutes, and then in the editing room, they are actually cut down to about 22. I always find that system to be a little perplexing because when you watch these episodes of these sitcoms, they are so tight at 22 minutes, especially these episodes of Back to You, where you have to get from point A to point B to point C, that how is there really an opportunity for scenes in between point A, point B, and point C to really make it into the final cut? I've never quite understood that. But no Gary Shershwovsky, so he wasn't part of the little vignette, though he'll be part of many more down the line, and he'll be in every single episode from here on out of Back to You. Viewership of this episode, 6.49 million viewers. Now, the last episode got 6.58, so a very slight drop, a 1.4% drop, and just a drop of 90,000 viewers. So most people who enjoyed episode 3 stuck around for episode 4, which means you have a little bit of stability now. You've got a core audience who is willing to stick around for more episodes. Still, from the series premiere to now, you have dropped 31% of your total audience. Joining us next week on the Back to You podcast, Rob Owen, the TV writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who covered Back to You when it was on the air. We'll get his thoughts on the show. It'll be episode 5, which is A Night of Possibilities. Also in this episode, we'll talk about a major thing that happened to Back to You right around when episode 5 aired, and then Fox really didn't follow through on it. We'll get into all of that. If you want to catch up, listen to the past episodes of the Back to You podcast, including the last one with the Fred Willard interview, and check out these episodes of Back to You available on Amazon Prime Video, iTunes, and the Back to You Season 1 DVD. As always, follow the podcast on Twitter at Back to You Pod, and follow me as well on Twitter at LCJ Reviews for more podcast updates. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Back to You Podcast.